So Keith, after a tough loss on Saturday, how pleased were you with the effort tonight and the result?
Well, I thought it was a real strong game. I thought, obviously, special teams were strong, able to get a power play goal there this evening. Obviously, the addition of Brendan Kitchen helps that from the previous game. Penalty kill again, being able to limit the chances against, and I like the way we played. I thought we played real hard against a team in Charlotte that is fighting for their playoff lives.
What can you say about the play of Scott Kosmaschuk? Those are goal scorers' goals he scored tonight.
Yeah, he's always been, with regards to a shooter on our team, he's one of the most dangerous, if not the most dangerous shooter we have from the top of the circles down in the offensive end. You know, you look at the development, what takes place when players get their opportunity in the National Hockey League and then get back sent back down to the American League. There's even that much more jump and that much more drive to get back up there. So I think Scott Kosmaschuk's a result of those steps taking place. He had his taste with the Winnipeg Jets, played real well, impressed who he had to impress. He got sent down to the American League as a young player, but it's nice to see him really build off that confidence with playing with the Jets.
What did you like more, the fact that he scored a pair of key goals or the way that he scored them?
You know, with Scott, he's always had a real deceptive release to his shot. He, you know, at times when we first got him last season, he was needed to be more selfish with the puck, and I mean that in the right way, where he would look to pass instead of using his shot. I like the way he put the puck to the net. I thought whenever Scott has a chance to shoot it, he has to use that shot. You can see the numbers he put up in junior that he gets rewarded for it. I like the fact that he that his mindset was getting the puck to the net, and he ended up finding those holes.
Overall, would you say he's playing with a lot more confidence in the last month?
I would say even before he went up, you know, he earned that recall on understanding how you have to play, being a reliable two-way player, earning that through his defensive structure, being strong on the walls, getting them out when there's breakdowns in our own end, and again, making the most of the offensive side of the puck. So from before he got called up to now, even building more confidence with the games that he played in the National League to where he sits these last two games, has really taken some strong strides here.
Coach, what were you thinking when Chase DeLeo hit the post and Connor Hellebuck had to make a save with no time left?
I was thinking in the game of hockey, in my 20 years in pro hockey, that usually whenever you miss those opportunities, it usually comes back and gets in the wrong side in your net there. So I wasn't, we had our fingers crossed. They added a second and a half there to the clock there before that faceoff after they called a timeout. So it was close, closer than I would have liked. Those ones usually come back to bite you, so we were lucky there.
What can you say about the play of Connor Hellebuck?
So many things you could list off with the way that he helps us every single night here. You know, we're spoiled with having goaltenders like Connor and Eric, and I thought Connor again tonight. You know, when there were pucks that were in tight, and most times with goalies those would go in, he was there to be able to, he was able to keep them out of the back of the net. So top end prospect knocking on the door with the National League.
What can you tell us about the play of Jake Baker, who's been a fixture in the top four the last several games?
Yeah, you know, all the guys we've called up have been real strong, you know, but Jake Baker's been a nice find. He's been a really pleasant surprise for us, and we found him in the ECHL. You know, big guy, skates well, had the quick couple games before we sent him back down, but has come back up and... based on injuries that we've had to our back end, has really slid into a top two defenseman, top three defenseman for us. So those are nice surprises that when you're able to, at this time of the year, add a depth player like that, not only for this season to add, but for down the road as guys that you look at bringing in for the next season.
Obviously, you had a number of additions from the ECHL in the last couple of weeks. Have you heard anything about a player of the Michigan persuasion joining you guys for the last few games of the year?
No, we haven't heard anything yet on that, no.
What about Eric? What can you tell us about
that? Eric Comrie? Yeah. That game, last game there, a lower body injury, what happened to Eric. He, he's listed as day-to-day, nothing too serious, but obviously we want to make sure, as we are with all of our players, we're cautious to make sure that they're 100%. So we gave him the rest this morning, pregame skate again, brought in UC Okanara to back up just to make sure everything's 100%. He'll travel, yeah. It doesn't look to be too serious right now, but we just want to make sure that that everything's 100%.
Are any of the other injured players close? Kostelec, Stojkovic, Morrissey, Gronk?
Morrissey will not travel, so he's still listed as week-to-week. Kostelec's closer, he's day-to-day. He'll travel on this trip. Stojkovic would be obviously done for the season. Olsen done for the season. Raffel done for the season. Franck is healthy right now. Yeah, the closest right now we have would be Kostelec.